Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf Lamed. We're holding the seventh line from the top of the Yomid. Mosiv Rav Idi Bar Avin. Rav Idi Bar Avin is asking Akasha on what we learned yesterday. What did we learn yesterday? We had a machloikis. It's a shas machloikis. The gabi the halacha of shchita. Do you say yeshna l'shchita metchila v'ad soif? Or do you say ein l'shchita ella b'soif? Do you consider Shechita to be from A to Z, from the very beginning of the Shechita until the final cutting moment? Or do you say, no, the final cutting moment, that's the Shechita, because everything until then is just really preparation. Because, for instance, if he stops at the 50% mark, Lamashal, on the Kana, nothing has happened. The animal is still totally kosher, it's not treif. On the other hand, you cannot eat from it because he didn't finish off the Shechita. So perhaps that's not even called Shechita. Maybe the Shechita is only that difference between the 50 and the 51%. Anyway, so we had a couple of kashas and rayas yesterday, and now we're going to follow up with yet another kasha. Now, the kasha that we're going to bring now, before we even get to the kasha, there's a fairly lengthy introduction, if you will, in the Gemara, till we can get to the kasha. And we're talking now about Hilchos Chametz BePesach, but not the standard Chametz BePesach like we think of a person who has chametz in his house during Yom Tov, but we're specifically talking about a special din of Lisishchat al chametz dam zivchi, which means at the time of the bringing of the Korban Pesach on Erev Yom Tov, naturally bring the Korban Pesach la'acher tzoroyim in the afternoon, if a person who is among the chevra, who is one of the menuyim, if he happens to have chametz, it's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether he has to have it in the Azorah, whether he has it at home, whether he has it on his person, whether it's the kehanim that have it. But if there is chametz present at the time of the shechita of the Karim Pesach, a person is over on the iser of leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. That's besides the regular halacha of bal yirah, bal yimotzeh that we have today, and even today that unfortunately we haven't had the Karim Pesach now in almost 2,000 years. We still have a din of chametz for Pesach, but this is over and above that, the leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. And Rashi points out that the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim tells us that we learn from Limudim that it's not just the actual Korban Pesach itself, but even other Korbanos which are brought Pesach time, the same halach would apply of Leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Aha. Okay, we also know that a Pesach bizmanoi is a Korban Pesach. We also know that that Korban Pesach, if it's not brought on Erev Pesach, if it's brought subsequently, it's what we call a Moiser HaPesach. A Moiser HaPesach, of course, is a Shlomim. How do I know it's a Shlomim? The Gemara learned it from the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk about you're supposed to go and bring the Korban Pesach, and then it says, Mitzoincha, and the Gemara says, when's the last time you ever brought the Zavach, the Pesach, Lashem, and the Kecha, Tzoin uVakar? When is the last time you ever brought a Korban Pesach from Bakar? You can only bring it from Tzoin. So what's this? The Zavach, the Pesach, Lashem, and the Kecha, Tzoin uVakar? That's the Gemara that Moisir Pesach is Korif Shlomim, because the Shlomim is something which is brought Min HaTzoin uMin HaVakar. Okay. So now, says our Gemara, uBemoyed, Mosav Ravidi Barabin, uBemoyed, on Yom Tov itself, what happens if a person brought a Moiser HaPesach? Why is this Korban Pesach Moiser HaPesach? So the Poshib Shat is that this Korban Pesach was originally designated to be brought for Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And then right before 12:30 or 1 o'clock or 1:30, when the Korban Pesach was supposed to be brought, guess what happened? The Behemah.
Machapleta.
The Behemah found out its fate. And at Gemachta Pleite, he ran away. And in the meantime, therefore, you had to go and bring another Korban Pesach. And guess what? After all the excitement was over, the Behemah comes back with a smile. Haha, I survived the onslaught of all of these Behemahs. He's back again. So now, what's the din on about this Behemah? Moiser HaPesach Ishlam. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment that there's a Shaila, or the Moiser HaPesach is automatically transformed into a Shlomim, or do you have to do an Akira? Akira would be that you have to go and say, I'm bringing this carbon for a Shlomim. That's going to be a Shaila, as we'll see momentarily. Okay. Ubemoyed, it's now Yom Tov itself. First day Yom Tov. And the person brings the Moiser HaPesach, and he brings it Lishmoy. Lishmoy means Lishem Korban Pesach. Can you bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach itself? Of course not. So therefore, this is a, quote-unquote, a bad carbon. since the carbon is posel, it's a bad carbon, the din of leisishchat al chomet dam zivchi doesn't apply, because it only applies to a good carbon, but not to a carbon which is posel. This bringing of the carbon Pesach, lishmoy means a shame, carbon Pesach, on Pesach is a carbon posel, and therefore there is no din of leisishchat al chomet. Good. What happens? He brings a shaloi lishmai, meaning that he says this carbon should be for ashlamim. Ashlam, you're allowed to go and bring on yomtiv. In fact, you're supposed to bring shalmei simcha and shalmei chagiga. So he's bringing for ashlamim. There's no problem with that. Then it is a kosher carbon. So then you're over on the din of lisishchet al chometz dam zivcha, even though it's not the carbon Pesach. But as we said before, the Gemara Masechtas Psachim is marba other carbonists which are coming mishumachag. So he's bringing this on Chag, on Yontif. So now it's a kosher carbon because he's bringing it Shaloi Lishmoi, meaning not Lishem carbon Pesach, but Lishem carbon Shlomim. And therefore, Chayiv is Chayiv on this din of Lishishchad al Chametz if he had Chametz in his possession at that time. Okay. Vavidimba, as we were learning that Mishnah, that Braisa, we were thinking to ourselves, Taima the Shaloi Lishmoi. The second part says only because it's Shaloi Lishmoi. Then I say it's Chayiv. What would happen if he brought this carbon Pesach and he's totally spaced out and he doesn't have in mind the Shem carbon Pesach? He doesn't have in mind the Shem carbon Shlamim. He just says, "Mind stam, Koyin, just go and bring it. Frankish Kakash, just go and bring it." What would be the lacha? Then lachayda would be potter because he wasn't oikerit to have in mind Shaloi Lishmai. In other words, the diuk is Tavka Shaloi Lishmai. They had in mind the Shem Yichud and Mucharim Zuman. I'm bringing it for a carbon Shlam. Is the chmash, but it was just stam and be potter. Why would you potter? Because it's not a kosher carb. Freitimor v'amai potter Pesach shvari moisa shana shlamim hu. Isn't it automatically a shlam? So even if it was b'shmoy, I'm sorry, even if it was b'stam, shouldn't I say that he's chayiv? Is the chodesh mamina Pesach shvari moisa shana boy akira? Oh, a carbon Pesach after erev Pesach at any other time during the year, you have to be oker it from its original status of carbon Pesach, because if you're not oker it, it remains a Pesach.
The Akira only requires verbalizing.
You don't have to go make a Mishaberach at the Torah.
There's no Pidyon or anything.
Nothing. Exactly. Boy, Akira. Just a verbal Akira. Okay. L'choira, that's the pshat. That's why it says, Dafke Shalei Vishmoy Yostam is Pater. However, when we're talking about this at the Daf Yomi class, as we were learning together, Chas Shalom Daf Yomi class, we were learning in the Bismedish together, the Amru, and they said, Nishkaray. Skonzain, normally you don't have to have Hakira. In this case, you had to have Hakira, because we're not talking about a standard Moiser HaPesach as a result of a Karben Pesach making a plate on Erev Yontif and running away, but rather Hacham Ha'iskin is going to show you Balim Tmei Mesim. Oh, the Balim were all going to go and bring the carbon on Erev Pesach, but the Balim of this particular carbon were members of a Chevra Kadisha, and they were hoping that there wouldn't be any more Levayas until Yontif, and unfortunately there was a Levay, and as a result they all became Tmei Mes, and as a result they could not bring the carbon. But it was only this Chevra Kadisha, it wasn't Gans Klal Yisrael. So what would be their status? The Nidcha, of course, the Pesach Sheini. Okay, so therefore they told their Shemsala, they told Karm Pesachel, don't be upset, don't be noivis, and Yetz Hashem, we're going to go and bring you on Pesach Sheini. So therefore, in a sense, it's a Moisir Pesach, it wasn't brought on Erev Pesach. However, the intent of these Baalim is to still use it for a Karm Pesach, just 30 days later. Ah, says the Gemara, under those circumstances, their stam is not like the stam of a regular carbon Pesach that got lost and came back, and the person just didn't have any kavana. That I could say that you don't need akira, and that even stam, it goes automatically transformed into a shlam. Over here, it's Bukfaket. The stam is lishmoikoi. They want to continue bringing it for Karm Pes. After all, they dedicated and they consecrated this animal already a few days ago, the Shem Karm Pesach. They were Nebuch Onus because they were Tmei Mes. So they're going to go and bring it, the stam lishmoikoi, and they want to go and bring it now for Pesach Sheni. So if you want to make this Korban Pesach now on Pesach itself, on Pesach Rishon, if they want to go and shecht it prematurely, v'hayhude boyakira, this one they have to be oikir by saying, b'feirish, we're not using this for Pesach Sheni, we're going to go and use it for a shlomim. Why? Because otherwise, their stam machshavu would be taka to leave it for Pesach Sheni. It should remain a Pesach. Ho'acher, but it could very well be that any other Moiser Pesach, your normal garden variety Korban Pesach, which became a Moiser Pesach, not because the Balaam was made mess, but because of the fact that it ran away. And now we found it. And now we're going to go and bring it. What are we going to bring it for? It's too late to bring it for Erev Pesach because we already brought a Korban Erev Pesach. Maybe now when I find the original Korban Pesach, I don't have to be oikim at the Gansel Hashem Yichud. Maybe it goes automatic.
So it depends on whether the Balaam fulfilled their mitzvah Erev Pesach Bizmano.
Exactly right.
So it does. It's not a question of the. It's not the Korban. It's the Gavra.
It's both.
So I'm saying, but if they fulfill their obligation with Bizmano, then there's no need. There's no space halachically for them to need a Pesach Sheni.
Exactly,
and therefore it falls automatically to a shlamim. That mechanism falls into place.
That's what Rabbi Bar Gamda is saying, that Nizukum Ipichapura, that the Oilim was saying, it's very, very possible that under those circumstances, like you just described, that the Balaam already were machapa, they were fulfilled their hischaivas, their obligation to bring the Korban Pesach. This Korban Pesach, which is now refound, it's a reborn again Korban Pesach because we found it, it's reappeared on the scene. Since I no longer need it for Korban Pesach, it could be you do not need Akira, and even Stam, it gets automatically transformed into a Korban Shlomim. So, hey, Bazoi, why over here did you need that Akira? Why did it say Hastoma Potter? Here we're talking about a special case. With the Balaam, we did not fulfill and satisfy their obligations. Therefore, those Balaam are still thinking in terms of Pesach, 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 Pesach. They're not thinking in terms of Shlomim, Shlomim, Shlomim. In such a case, you'd have to be oikerit and say, Beferish Shaloi Lishmoi. And if they say Shaloi Lishmoi, it would be a good carbon, and then you would be mechuyev on the din of Leisishchat al Chometz Dam Zifchi. Anyway, all of that is fascinating. So far, we haven't even touched upon our shaila of yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'atzoif, or eina l'shchita el l'besoif. And now the Gemara wants to go and bring a raya and a kasha in this machlekes. Says Gemara, iyamz b'shloim yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'atzoif, if selay mitchil ha-shchita, if you hold, then anytime you go and bring a shchit, anytime you shecht something, the shechita begins from the first moment until the very final moment. If selei metchila shchita, as soon as you start shechting this carbon, since this carbon is a shaloi lishmoi dike carbon, so it should become, meaning that this was a carbon that he wanted to continue. Remember, we're talking about this Tamei Mesim situation, where he wants to continue bringing this carbon, not for a shlomim. He wants to bring it for Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Now he's bringing it on Pesach. He's bringing it on Pesach. It's a possible carbon. You have no business bringing this carbon on Pesach. If you were doing it shaloi lishmoi, which means you wanted to transform it into shlomim, then you have plenty of reason to bring it now on Pesach. You have your whole mishpucha and you want to go and feed them. That's no problem. However, if you're talking about a situation where you didn't want this to be transformed into a Korban shlomim, you wanted it to remain a Korban Pesach, and you just had a stam machshava, why is it potter? If you hold yesh l'shchita b'chil v'atzoif, I understand why you're potter. Because if slay m'tchil shchita, as soon as you started going and shechting it, and you're shechting it shaloi l'shmoi, since shchita begins from the first second, it's already possible, as I'm shechting it, l'shem karben pesach on pesach. Even though he didn't say l'shmoi l'shem karben pesach, but stam, I say, is l'shmoi, it's like karben pesach, because he still wants to use this for karben pesach. That's why this whole carbon has become possible. Since it's become possible, the din is, I will be potter on the iser of the sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. But liyamres ein l'shchita l'besoif, if you tell me l'shchita only begins at the very last moment, kima d'shocha beporta, as soon as he shechted the first 25 or 50%, itchili mepesach, this carbon is no longer qualified to be brought on Pesach Sheni, because the carbon has become a balmum. How has it become a balmum? Just like you have a balmum, where you have a a cut in the oizen or in the eyelids or anything of that nature. Here you got a big balmum. It's cut 25% or 49.99 or even 50% of the windpipe. The trachea, what's the din? It's still kosher, but however, it's itchli mepesach. It's a balmum. You can't bring it for a carbon anymore. Oh, once it's itchli mepesach, either ki kashachin, now when he shechs the second half, shlam kashachin. Now he's shechting it l'shem kedushas shlamim. Ah, why do I say that? Because if you hold that aim neshchita el lebesoif, everything that happened until that final moment was just kind of preparatory, just hachonis. No, the first 50% of this shchita, these hachonis, created a situation where this carbon is now a balmum, which I cannot go and bring l'shem carbon Pesach. So how can I go and bring l'shem carbon shlam? Because that's the derach shchita. Otherwise, you'd never be able to go and shecht, because you'd always say, huh, it's going to become treif before you have a chance to go and shecht.
Why is this different? Why is this different than any carbon? You start shechting it, you say that you'd be bringing the
shul. Because you have these two vectors of time. Either it's going to become a shlamim immediately, or it's going to become a Pesach sheni korban in a month. And so each one, and there's a stama makshava. So his action is has a consequence because of his unspoken akira.
Intentions. Mm-hmm. So since he originally had this in mind for korban Pesach, and now he's bringing it in the Azara on Pesach itself, and he was not oiker it to make it into a shlam. So as soon as he starts shechting it, before he's gotten to the 50% or before he gets to the 51% mark, it becomes a balmum. Since it becomes a balmum, you can no longer bring it for Karm Pesach. You can continue shechting it for Karm Shlam, that's good, but you can't bring it for Karm Pesach. So for Eitim Mara, so now when you continue shechting it, why don't you say that automatically now it's transformed into a Karm Shlam by the fact that now it's become Nifsal, it's become rejected for a Karm Pesach.
There's the first half of the Shechita, as it were, is the Akira from Pesach Sheni.
Brother Shai, I'll be away, so I'll see Mitchum next week on Tuesday, Mitchum.
You're not here tomorrow?
I'm leaving in an hour to the airport in Mitzvah Shem, to Eretz Yisrael, and I'll be back in Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday. And hopefully I'll be here for the Shiva Tuesday. Nachman Yos will be in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, and on Sunday, and on Monday, and back up on Tuesday if necessary. Okay. Thank you. Baruch HaVatzlacha.
So that Shechita, the beginning of the Shechita, as it were, is equivalent to an Akira, as it were, because it's taking away from the track of being, it's ineligible now for Pesach Sheni.
Exactly. And if that's the case, so Gemara asks, why did we say in this Brice or in this Mishnah, Davke Shaloi L'Shemoi, then he's Chayv. Hastama is Potter. Why don't I say that even by Stama he should be Chayv? Why would Stama be Chayv? Because even the Stama is going to cause this animal to be transformed into a Shlam. How is it going to be transformed into a Shlam? By the fact that the first part of the Shechita is going to be a Shechita that will passel it forever from a Karban Pesach. Because once I shecht 50%, guess what happens? When I shecht up to 50%, it becomes a balmum. If it's a balmum, it's no longer qualified. It can no longer say, okay, stop, don't go and shecht anymore. I haven't gotten 50%, so therefore the carbon is not kosher yet. Just leave it now for Pesach Sheni. Can't do that anymore because now it's a balmum. Mm-hmm. So therefore, by automatically, it's disqualified from being a carbon Pesach. So now in the second half, now it's qualified to be a carbon shlam. So just keep on shechting. It's a shlam. If it's a carbon shlamim, then it would be a good carbon. If it's a good carbon, it should be over on the din of leisishchad al chametz dam sivchi. So why does it say earlier on, Dafk, if he had in mind, shaloi lishmoi, even stam should also be chayiv on leisishchad? Since it doesn't say that, is al korchach, we have to go and say, yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzoif, and therefore from the very beginning of the shchita, it's already become possible. Why did it become possible? Because I'm shechting a carbon Pesach on Pesach. Can't shecht a carbon Pesach on Pesach. So it's a carbon which is a lishmoy carbon. It's vamoid lishmoy. Why is it lishmoy? Because stam date lishmoy. Because he still wants to bring a carbon Pesach because he was a tmei nes. So what does it say? Ubamoy lishmoy is pot. Why is it pot? Because it's a bad carbon. It's a carbon possible. If it's a carbon possible, that's why leisishchat. So lechoira, I have a good raya that yeshna l'shchita metchila v'ad soif. And that's why bistam is potter, because bistam in such a case causes this carbon to remain b'kedushas carbon Pesach, because he wants to bring a Pesach sheni. And now when he's shechting it on Pesach itself, uyeyoy, it's v'moy l'shmoy is potter, because it's a posel carbon. If it's a posel carbon, there's no l'shishchad al-cham istam zivchi. Shad is very good. But if you're going to go and tell me, Ein l'shchita el l'besoif, Why do I say that? Since by the first 50% of the Shechita, it's become rejected from being a Karban Pesach because now it's a Balmum. So it should automatically now change from a Karban Pesach to a Karban Shlam. And it should be a kosher Karban, even though it was Bistam, it should be a kosher Karban. And if it's a kosher Karban, then it should be over on Lisishchad al Chametz Tav Zivchi. So therefore, says the Gemara, the Choyra Abishtar Karaya, that Yeshna Lishchita Metchil of Yatzayf. Omli Abaya Bais Nishkaraya, Nehi De Itchi Lemi Pesach. Even though you're talking right that after 50% you can no longer bring this behemah as a carbon Pesach. Why not? Because it's a balmum. But what you could theoretically do is stop the works and now go and be poided. And if you're going to be poided, why can you be poided? Because it's like any other carbon which becomes a balmum, which you can go and be poided. What we call psuli hamakdashim. Okay, so then go and be poided. Take the money and use it for a new carbon Pesach. So says the Gemara, it's not like, what was the premise of your raya? The premise of your raya was that if you hold Einu l'shchita el b'soif, as soon as yishochet ve'purta, itchili b'pesach. No, it's not itchili b'pesach. It's itchili from bringing it itself a carbon Pesach. However, the behemah still remains b'kedushas carbon Pesach to the extent that I can be pointed, take the money and bring a new carbon Pesach. Is a bazoi. Midmei Pesach mi itchi. Vchitem, you're going to tell me, yo, it's stuck in itchi.
Right.
Because boy, hamad varocha. And it's impossible to do hamad varocha on an animal that is such a balmum that 50% of the kana is severed. The Gemara assumes that this carbon now is so weak, it won't be able to go and stand on its legs. And the Mekayim, the Hemet HaKoyin, and the Herach HaKoyin. But now we learned in the Mishnah, which we're going to have this Mishnah at the very end of our Masechet, and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says something startling. Shochet bo shnayim, oyrov shnayim. You shechted a regular animal, and you shechted the entire two simanim, or roiv the two simanim. V'dayim mefacheses, but the animal is still jerking around for the next few seconds, which, by the way, is very, very common. If you ever go to a shlachtois, you'll see even though the shochet did a beautiful job in shechting, the animal is still moving and twitching and coming back and forth, just like zonov halta, which the Gemara brings from time to time. That's the tail of a lizard. Hari Kachayel Chol Veretz considered to be still fully alive and kicking. Now, Poshib Shad Tzchayel Chol Veretz means don't schnell go and cut off a piece of flesh and eat from it. Even Menachai, still alive, even though you already shechted it, Shnaim or Roiv Shnaim. But that's not the reason why the Gemara is bringing it. The Gemara is saying Hari Kachayel Chol Veretz means that it's considered to be still alive, that you could theoretically have this animal stand up on its four legs. Because if it's jerking and twitching and going back and forth, apparently it still has enough power to stand it up. If it has enough power to stand it up, then you could do the hamod of the harocha. So madach, if you did a full shechita of two, or roiv two, it's chay l'chol v'ra. Certainly if you only did a half of a kana, which is just a balmum, certainly you should be able to go and be Ma'amid and Ma'arich. And if that's the case, Vaita, this carbon still has Kedusha's carbon Pesach, not to be brought itself for carbon Pesach, but to go and be pointed to use the money for carbon Pesach. So since it's still considered to be Pesach, 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 you don't say that there's an automatic transformation from Pesach to Shlom after the 50% mark, but rather you say it remains a carbon Pesach until the final moments of Shechita. Therefore, it's bringing a carbon Shaloi Lishmoi. And that's why we said that you're potter on the din of Leisishchad al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So bottom line is, the Gemara thought it had a very strong raya to the Man D'Yomar, Yeshna L'Shchita Metchila Batzoyv, and Abaye said, no, Nishkeferlech, it's not such a stark raya. And with this, we conclude this sugya. Yes.
Hamara, I understand. Haracha, though, requires kohanim, time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I understand the animal can theoretically, mm-hmm. Be stand up, and but haracha requires a much longer process.
Mm-hmm.
So hamada, yes, but haracha requires at least three kohanim, whatever it was. We had a meeting of Sanhedrin. How many people you need for haracha for estimating things? I mean, an animal, a snapshot like that, you have to gather the kohanim because it's pluim mekdashin. How can you have haracha? Hamada, yes, but haracha. Question.
I understand. Usually the Gemara brings a mudav haracha, it's like an expression goes together as a package deal. The real Gemara's focus is typically on the hamada part.
Yes.
I can't stand it up. The Gemara feels at least always in the Havamin when it asks for these kashas, this animal is like dead meat. How can you go and pick it up and be mamid? The Gemara is not so concerned about the aracha, because I guess there must have been kind of standard values on animals. You saw an animal like that, $500, $300, $600. No, it wasn't not like diamonds that you have to put it under a microscope and look at all sides and everything.
A loop.
And a loop, yeah. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi says over here, V'chitayma. The Rashi is four lines from the bottom of the Yamid. V'chitayma.
Yes.
Beginning of the line. V'chitayma ain't kachim niftel b'le yamad v'arach. Kirach sinitzit b'le hemad esam b'hem v'nei akoy. V'herach akoy no yisa. V'zu ein yechoyla lamoyd al ragleho. See, so the whole focus is this animal with a slightly or 50% severed kana, how could it possibly stand on its legs? The Gemara doesn't ask, how could it stand and how do you have enough time to be marach? So apparently that the haracha part is not the key. The question is the hamada part.
It's kind of like erchin with like a table, like erchin in the Torah.
Good. Anyway, with this we concluded that shtickel, and therefore we remain with the machloikis, so we don't have any convincing conclusory raya from a Mishnah or from a Braisa to shlog up one or the two sides, one of the two sides of the machlokes. And now we start a new shtickle. Omer Yudah Marav, Ashoich B'Shnaim U'Shloishim B'Koyim Shchitos O'Ksheirim. If a person shechs in two or three different places in the Mokim Hatzavar, says Rav, it's kosher. We'll explain this in a moment. Now, what means shchitu mufuras? Rashi says shchitu mufuras means megula. Megula means that you'll be able to go and see clearly where the mokum hashchita is. And if you have it one slice, one cut, you could tell exactly where it is. If there are three cuts, no, that's already problematic according to Shmuel. And what is Rav hold? Rav is not a problem. Now, what exactly is the situation? What is the case? We're saying that he shechted in two or three mekaymis. Did he do a full shechita in all three mekaymis, or did he do a roiv in all three mekaymis? It's hard to understand why Shmuel would say that that's not a good shechita. Each one of the shechita for us. Look, it's all done. What's the issue? And Lamai, you're going to tell me in each one he only did a miut, he didn't do a roiv. So then how the two mitzarif, just because you have one on top and one on the bottom, I mean, how does that work? So what exactly is mitzvah? So in fact, there's a machloikis exactly what Rashi means. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Bishnayim v'shloishim mekoymais, shechotach kan, v'choz v'hischa lishchet lamata, oy lamala, he started here, and then he continued on, up or down, zuntai, and then there's a dalet that adds another few words, the dalet is in the shitim v'kovetzes, or maybe have in the Gersois, Vushtei Chidim Vesa Dalid, Vachaza Vihischa Lishchait Lamata, Oy Lamala, Kigon Shulei Shoha, Shior, Shoha Yibain Chatich Lishchita. There was no Shehiya. If there was a Shehiya, you have a different problem. So he shechted a little bit on top, and then immediately he went and skipped down to the bottom, and then in the middle. We're not talking about a Hagroma situation out of the zone. All the two or three cuts were within the zone. So the question is, what's the problem over here? So Tosis and the other Rishonim all muchenzach understand what Rashi means. So let's look quickly at the Tosis in the middle of the Yomid. Hashoich b'shnaim oy b'shloishim mekayim espirish b'kontris. Chotach kan v'choz v'hitchil lach toich lamal oy lamat v'kosha. Frey Tosis. Dim ein roiv b'mokim echad. If in none of these two or three slicings you don't have roiv, how could Rav say that it's kosher? You have to have roif. See, even though you have 49% here, and 30% there, and 50% there, but you don't have roif in one market. The im yesh roif in market mechad, if you tell me one of the two or three slicings there was a roif, emkein shechitu b'farasi, so what's wrong? Just look at that place where you had the 51%, and Rashi says, what means b'faras? Nikeres b'mokim mechad. Look at that mokim mechad, it looks fine, it's just good. What's the problem? The yesh loima. The Tosis, the Avagav, the Yeshu, Roy B'Mokim Mechad, the Taki is Roy B'Mokim Mechad, we have Shechita before us, the B'Shaloi Nechtach HaSimen, Loi L'Malei Beis HaShechita, V'Loi L'Mata, if there's only one cut through the Beis HaShechita, or have you Shechita before us, the Beis HaShechita Mirvach Rovach. We had that svar at the very beginning of the Masechta, but the Gemara talked about the Libun, right?
How hot it is, the heat, the cut that he caused it to expand and open up the Beis HaShechita.
But the Gemara was talking about over there, what happens if you have a Sakin, which was very, very hot.
Right.
Do you have a problem that maybe the Sreifa burned the Simonim before you cut it? And the Gemara says, Chiduda Koidim Le Kaidim Lilibuna, and that was Zera, and then we brought the mass of some Zayver brought from name from his Rebbe, from the Balaflua, and then maybe that's what happened on Purim. That's how we knew from his own personal experience. Oh, anyways, it said in Nakimor the Mitzvah Shechita Mirva Charavach, it expands and it opens up wide. So what Rashi is telling us is, when do you say that it opens up nicely? That's when there's one slice. However, if there's a slice on top and a slice on the bottom, then those act as challenging forces to go and open their wide, leaving the normally wide opening of the regular shechita to be a little bit more contracted as opposed to expanding. In other words, if you only had one slice, there's nothing that is counteracting against the base hashchita opening wide, so you can go and see very carefully and very, very easily that it happens to be mirvach ravach. However, if you have a slice on top and a slice on the bottom, even those are not roiv. It's only 20%, 40%, 48%. However, they also want to be mirvach ravach. That's the nature of the beast, so to speak, of the kana and veshit. As you're cutting it, it expands and it grows, and that growing could now inhibit the growth of the full-fledged roiv slice down the middle. Oh, that's the problem. That's why it's not mifuras according to Shmuel. So according to Rav, Rav says, come on, give me a break. The important thing is that the middle one was 60%, it was roiv, it was fine, this is good. Yes, the top one, that doesn't bother me. However, Shmuel says, it does bother me, because it's got mifuras, you should be able to go and see it, nicker and clear, that you went and shechted it. What's the basis that you have to have shechita mifuras? Igmar is going to bring a posik in another moment, according to Shmuel. But that's how Toisis learns at the beginning. Toisis then brings Rabbeinu Chananel all the way at the end of the Toisis, all the way in the bottom, which is a very nice pshat, but it has a bit of a problem to it. If you look at the last two lines of that Toisis, Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Beis Gimel, Mekoymes Kigoyin, Roi Vakon Lemala, V'Roi Vaveshet Lemata. Ooh, that's the Shnai Meshloish Mekoymes. Instead of having one slice that went through both the Kana and the Veshit b'Mokay Mechad, higher up in the Mokay Mashchita, he did Roiv of the Kana. Lower down, he did Roiv of the Veshit. So therefore, he did Roiv. There's no question. Roiv on both of the Simonim. But since it wasn't together, Jot Shmuel, that's not called Mefuras. Mefuras means that it's Nikkur. You can go and see the slice all in one place. Not you have to be Mitzar of the upper and the lower together. Says Toisus, well, the Pirush leMishkacha Shloisha Mekoymes, you only have that problem that you can only have two Mekoymes and not three Mekoymes, because you only have to cut two Simonim, you don't have to cut three Simonim.
I would answer, I said, Berita maybe.
But by the chicken. But they only need one.
Then you're stuck again. You only need one. Two. One plus the Berita is only two. Oh, yeah. Good. No, Zeagit. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Ultzi Gemara said before that the cutting of the reed, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not a din in the shechita, it's a din in that you want as much dam to come out as possible. So therefore, it's no hilcha shechita. And here we're talking about that shechita has to be for us. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Avrib Shimon and Lukish Sovar, Ultrish Lukish also holds Be'in and Shechita for us, just like Shmuel. How do I know that Avrib Shimon and Lukish Minan and Shechita Shimu for us? What's the Makar that has to be so clear and so open? Shemit says in the Pasik, Chet Shochet Lishoinim Mir Madiber. Now this is talking about people that are speaking bad tongue, like Lushan Hara, and saying Rechilis, or saying Shkarim. However, the Gemara darshins the word chet shochut, that shechita has got to be like a chet. What means a chet? If you ever shoot an arrow at a target, you'll notice that it's only going to create one hole. Did you ever go target practicing when you shot arrows at a target, or you threw a dart? Did you ever see that the dart makes two holes? You can by accident have the dart not hit the target.
Didn't John Kenny die that way, supposedly?
The magic bullet theory?
Yeah.
You mean the quick or something?
No. The president. The bullet shot him and then moved and then went.
Apparently, bullets can do that, but you don't have arrows doing things like that.
So we do have, I think it's in the Masechta, the Esav HaRasha, when he would hunt birds, he would shoot an arrow. So I said, how could Yitzchak have eaten from Nevela?
Uh-huh.
So they shoot the arrow. I have to stand for Sichas Chum. We have an illustration of it. He shoots the arrow, and the size of the chetz goes and cuts the one of the simanim of the oath perfectly, the keshechtet.
And you'll see, Mitzvah, that that's going to be the very conclusion of today's Gemara is going to bring such a story.
Okay.
But not with Esav, but with one of the Amoraim who lived in the times of Rav.
In Texas, they shot an arrow
They also would have painted heads. Uh-huh.
Okay, I guess everything is possible. But anyway, but the normal case of a regular arrow, says Rashi, it only causes one hole. Two lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Chet shochet, shchita dumya de chet. The word chet shochet comes to tell you that shchita has to be like an arrow. Shein echoiter b'meiz v'koymes. It only makes one hole, it doesn't make two holes. So that being the case, Zokti Gemara, that's why says Shmuel that if you go in shecht, in shtayim, or shloishim ekoymes, it's not like a chet. And therefore, it's not kosher. Good. So now the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions. Moshe Reb Zusa, Beis Oichsim Esakin V'Shochtin. What happens if two people holding on to a sakin and they shecht? The Gemara in the Havamin assumes that you're talking about two separate shochtim holding on to two separate sakinim. One is shechting lemala and one is shechting lemata. Beis Oichsim Esakin V'Shochtin. After lechem lemala v'yechem lemata, Yankel Ashoicher the shechting on top. Beryl Ashoicher is shechting on the bottom, and they both shechting. They both did a great job. Shechitasik sheir, shechitas kosher. Feitimar mai, but leker shechitim ufaras. I don't know exactly which one of the shechitas is the good one, and the other one kind of obscures it, like Toysis said, because it acts like a counteracting type of shechita that you want to expand, but I'm not going to let you expand because I'm expanding. So in Bazoi, why does it say the shechita is kosher according to the Mandi Omar that holds that it's mufaraz, it's kashin Shmuel and kashin Rish Lakish? It's not shechita mufaraz. It's omelet of yemim shesin b'sakinach l'shnei b'nei adam. We're not talking about two separate sakinim, one on top, one on the bottom. We're talking about two people are holding on to one sakin. Now, how could they be holding on to one sakin? Says Rashi, they are shechting ba'alachsein. I'm not sure why Rashi has to come on ba'alachsein. We could just simply talk about that it's a very long sakin. Alachsein means at an angle, at a slant. And therefore, that's what he means, echad malmala v'echad malmata. One higher up in the base of shechita, one lower in the base of shechita. How could that be? You're talking about 1 second. But if it's at a slant, so one is taki on the top and one is on the bottom.
How does that distinguish? We said, I thought it meant one was coming from the front and one from behind.
Exactly. So
and we already said that coming from behind is not good. So once you hear that, that's it. Stop.
Yeah, wonderful. You're talking about the halacha of chalada that we had yesterday, that if you didn't go and shecht normally from top to bottom, but rather you inserted the knife in between or underneath the simonim and then you shechted upwards, right. That would be a case of chalada. It's like a chulda, like a weasel that is burrowing and digging into the base of shechita. That passes it. Here we're talking about a situation where in the havamina we thought two separate shochtim with two separate sakinim, one higher up and one lower down. It says in the Mishnah, the shechita is kosher. As long as one of them is 60% or 51% of Rav Simonim, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? According to Shmuel, each one of them, regardless of your 51%, this 51%, like a shechita for us, it has to be crystal clear. One shechita, you can go and see where the shechita took place, chet shochet, etc. It's only the B'yemi. Mishnah Sein is not talking about two separate skin. It's talking about sakin echad. Ushnei b'nei adam. And what does it mean, lemala lemata? L'choira, we could have learned without Rashi, we could have learned lemala means one is holding on to the handle part, and one is holding on to the tip of the blade, and therefore they're both kind of seesawing, or they're both slicing together in unison, back and forth. And that's why it says that it's kosher. Aha. But Rashi, for some reason, is not happy to say lemala lemata on the blade. He learns the malamata means on the base hashchita, and therefore that means that one is a little bit higher up, on therefore to the north of the base hashchita, and the other one is to the south of the base hashchita, and they're shechting at a slant at an angle.
Does that change anything?
We'll see how it's going to change. And therefore, as a result, the kasha, nishka kasha. We thought we're talking about two separate slices, two separate cuts. Shmuel says it's got to be furaz. No, we're talking about one cut. How can you have one cut, two shechtim, with one long knife and they're shechting at an angle, and therefore it's only one cut and not two cuts. And therefore the kasha is fanted. It says in the Braisa about this beis oichsim mesakin, you know why it's kosher? Because ein choshim shema yitrefu ze al ze. I don't have to worry about that maybe one of the two is going to make it treif, but shechitosik sheira. Now, how are they going to make a treif? What do you mean? Because ma'ud the same. Leichus dilma samchi hadodi. V'hai liyosel mebed ruba. V'hai liyosel mebed ruba. Kamashulon ein choishishit. What do they say about too many cooks spoil the brew? Because each one relies on the other one. Or like the Gemara says that hani should fit the bay kidri loy shariri v'loy chamimi v'loy kariri, which means that if you have two, I'm sorry,
you have two guys, they don't do anything.
Exactly,
but the other ones they mess it up.
You have two cooks in the kitchen. Each one goes and relies on the other one. Oh, he's going to heat it up. He's going to put the chicken in. He knows what he's doing. He's an expert. Huh? And the other one says, "Nah, he knows."
Committees, right?
Yeah.
So each one's assuming they don't want what cut right, but that's why it's no good.
And it is good. That's the kamash v'lach. That's what it says. The ain choshen shem yitruf. I might have thought that each one is going to rely on the other one. Yankel knows how to shecht. I don't have to shecht the whole 51%. I'm tired. I'll just do 25. He'll do the 75, he'll do the 51, it'll be kosher, you don't need me. And then the other one said, well, Beryl is an expert choichin, and I gotta run, I have to run to the daf, I don't have enough time, I'll just do a little nothing, and he'll do the big shchita, you know, you only need one, you don't need two. So I might think that it's going to be treif, because both of them are not going to do a proper shchita. Kamash one, zok the mishnah, ain't kosher, that's what the chiddush of the mishnah is, that it's kosher. But that's only if you're talking about two sakinim. Eliam is besakin achas to shnei bnei adam. Hay in choshen shemi yitrus uze alze shemi yitrus uze alze mi boile. It shouldn't be talking about that I'm choshish. Maybe he's not going to do 50%. He's not going to do 50%. No, that's not the chash. The chash is if you have two people working with one knife, they cannot work totally in unison, and therefore there might be a bit of kind of a tug of war, if you will, as they are going back and forth in the slicing, and one might put a little bit more pressure on than the other, and it might lead to drisa or hadrasa, which is one of the five psule shchita. You can be dores, you got to slice instead of putting on pressure. So that's what it should say in the brisa, that it's shchitos ikshayrov the loichoshishin, that maybe shema yidus uzalze as we look it off stein. So lechayra, we're not talking about one knife, we're talking about two knives. In fact, modify the lashon of the braisa. Don't say ein choshishin shema yitrefu, but write ein choshishin shema yitrefu. Ein acharam mitaka, change the lashon. But anyway, once we change the lashon and we establish that the mishnah is talking about one sakin and not two sakinim, then the whole kasha falls off, because the whole kasha of mifuras is only when you're talking about two slices, two cuts, or more. So if you want to write the muscle for Rabbah, then I have another kasha. Remember, we have a machloikis, whether you need shchit mufaraz, if you have two cuts, is that kosher or not? The muscle for Rabbah, shachar is a veisha lamata, v'yas hakana lamala. Or yas a veisha lamala, v'yas hakana lamata. The chorid is like the Rabbeinu Chananel that we said at the end of the Toysvis, that he did two cuts, one veisha lamata, kana lamala, or veisha lamala, or kana lamata, it doesn't make a difference. Shchitosik sheira, it is good. Don't you have to have in one place that you should see the whole shechita, not half on top and half on the bottom? What's going on over here? Even though each case it was 51% up and 51% below, but it was two cuts and not one cut. And according to Shmuel, it's got him in for us, just like an arrow that only makes one hole, other than the Kennedy situation. But that's not an arrow, this is a metal bullet. But halakha shechita for us, what means kikulmus is Rashi, kulmus is like a pen, but it means ba'alach soin, to kulichad mokum umufuras. In other words, it's same like Rashi said on the Omer Aleph, that when you have shochat, veishat, lamata, and kona lamala, it doesn't mean two separate cuts, it means that they cut it at an angle, at a slant. And now when we look at the upper part of the shchita and the base of shchita, we see that what was severed was the kana, and down below was the veshet, or vice versa. But the point is that all of it was one cut, and not two cuts, and therefore you had a shechita mufaras after all. Nishka rai.
If the two simanim are parallel, it shouldn't matter if it's a slant.
Mm-hmm. That's right, taka doesn't matter. Taka kosher.
Why does she focus on the slant? The
point is that we thought in the Havamina, since he uses the expression shochat, one of the two simanim lamata, and one lamala, so when you normally look at such a gemara, you assume that there were two cuts. Cut one on top, lamala. Cut number two, lamata, on the bottom.
So the only reason why there was a single on the bottom is because it was a slant.
Exactly right. Givalik.
This is, I have a picture that says that this is a, I'm not throwing the diagrams, but this is actually a useful diagram it tries to show.
Uh-huh, okay. So, M'shech HaKrum, HaKhoi Pesach HaKapeh, Veishet HaBoi Sagel. You're talking about this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Shana, Daf Lamed. Shach is a vase of the matzah, the kernel of mala. Harry Tzorch, Leo, Shneiz, Abanam, Shneiz, Ben Yadam, Yachad. Okay? Good. You're saying it shows a cut over here and a cut over
right,
there.
Right.
Slant. Okay.
How's one cut? Several cuts.
Yeah, why should ships, here the chay is one cut, here's the second cut, here's the chay like the havamina. Here is the kikulmas, and therefore it's shechting, here's the veshit lamala, here's the kona lamata, and he's slicing it, and it doesn't show clearly here the slice, but I guess somewhere over here. Maybe this is what he means.
Yeah, like, an angle.
Okay. Anyway, I don't think it's that hard to portray and depict in your own mind.
If we're in Schlachthaus, it's probably much clearer.
Yeah, much clearer. Good. Anyway, so bottom line is we're talking about one cut, not two cuts, and therefore you have no kasha about the shechita meforas. Says the Gemara Hautun, and Gemara tells us a real life story. Hautayra, there was a shor, an axe, to Ishka Bishnaim Ushloisha Makoimis. Who? It was shechted two or three different places. So now that's clearly the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's kosher. Shmuel says it's not kosher because you have to have shechita meforas. All Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, who apparently was from the Rav Bismedrish, and he shokal mi shufri shufri. He took from the nicest portions. In other words, he ate Baruch Hashem nicely from rib steaks and from shoulder steaks, and I guess him, no problem. Even though it was not a shechita meforas. Amalei Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira told him, oh, limaratana rabbeinu mishnaseinu. Now it reminds me of when you taught us this halacha, that you said that the mishnah that we said before, when you had two people with a sack and one lamal and one lamata, it said that it was kosher. And the Gemara concluded, oh, maybe it's talking about one sack and it was talking about ba'alach sign, it wasn't an angle. But I remember you learned the Mishnei Sakin and Mishnei B'nei Adam, and you said that that was also kosher because you were not concerned about Shechita Mefuras. And therefore I see that Baruch Hashem, you are fearing Zach, you are fulfilling and performing in accordance with the way Yutaka learned the Mishnah. So this is a Maiser Rav, not just Pshat in the Mishnah, but Yutaka Aloch al Maiser. I see that you're eating, even though it was two separate cuts, and you're not concerned about Shmuel's concern about Mefuras. Okay, you put two dots over here, and we start a new Shtikl Gemara from here until the Mishnah. And we're going to talk about
Rav Yirmiya came to try to answer Akasha.
Where's Rav Yirmiya?
Earlier.
Rav
Yirmiya.
The Amid Aleph?
Yeah. Rav Yirmiya, he came to answer.
Is that unusual? He usually asks Kashas. Is this
unusual that he can't?
You have to ask Barry. Barry would remember how many times in Shas Rav Yirmiya is asking questions, how many times he's answering questions.
He seems to always ask these questions. And then he's answering something regarding Yirmiya, a pasuk from Yirmiya.
Ah, so you think that's why he did it?
He's defending his namesake.
I just don't.
Okay. I think that Rav Yirmiya's fame is because of the interesting and challenging shaylas that he asked.
Yes.
But he learned also. He wasn't just asking questions all the time.
It's Micha.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Hilchas Chaloda. Chaloda, remember, it means that a person acts with his knife like a chulda. A chulda is a weasel that goes and digs holes in the ground and goes and makes some burrows and digs through. So here too, you go and take the sakin, and instead of shechting it from top downwards, the person took the sack and he first inserted it sideways into the base hashchita, and then he started going and shechting.
It's funny that this is the same word for rust.
Rust is what's chaluda.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Connection?
It's like rotten from the inside, sort of. I don't. I was just looking at it because it's also some messed up thing.
I see. So you're thinking that there may be
the
etymology of the word suggests that there's a relationship.
No
could
more
be.
Than I thought about it.
Could be. Shkoyach. Anyway, Amr Vira Marav. Hechlid esasakin bein simen le simen upsokai psula. Exactly what is this referring to? So, Rashi says a very interesting case. And the reason why Rashi learns this way, we'll see later on in the Gemara in a few lines, why it has to be talking about such an interesting tzir. So if you look at the Rashi, upsokai, see it's about 8 lines from the top of the Amid, 4 lines into the narrow lines. Upsokai le tachtoin ki hilchosoi, Ela shehechlid v'chaz v'hoitzi sasakin v'chotach elyon kedarkai. In other words, what did he do? He first inserted the knife into the beis hatzavar. Baruch Hashem, he didn't sever any arteries or veins or veishet. All he did was, once he got in, sakel tachto in kilchase. In other words, the sakin is now in between the two simanim. The one that is on the bottom, he shechs first, kilchase, which means from mala to mata, slicing normally. And what did he do that? He quickly, shnell, pulled the sakin out. He had to do it quickly because otherwise he'd be over on shahir. He quickly went, and then he went to the top of the top one, and he shechted it normally. So what did he do differently than what a normal shoychid would do? Instead of shechting them both from mala lamata simultaneously, he first burrowed in, did the bottom one first, mala to mata, then he pulled the knife out and then finished off the upper one, mala lamata, and that's how he did it. And Rav said that that is kosher. However, tachas or, I'm sorry, heklid is asakim mitzimul simul psakei psula, that's possible. Tachas or, if he didn't go in between the siman, mitzimul simul, but rather he went tachas or, in other words, from the outer skin until you reach the two simanim, presumably there's a half an inch or an inch of fat or cartilage or flesh or whatever. So he went and inserted the knife into that half an inch and didn't touch the simanim. He's just tachasar. And then he went and shecht it normally. It's kosher. That's already kosher. Now the reason why that would be kosher is because there's no din of shechting oir as part of the shechita process. All you have to do is shecht the two simanim. In fact, we had the Gemara before. What happens if this animal doesn't even have an or outside the two simanim? Somehow or other, it got burned off, it got cut off, whatever it was. But the animal was still alive and kicking and fine. It just had some sort of wound over there where that or was removed. And he went and shechted the two simanim. It's kosher. So says the Gemara, if he did tachas or, he did the same thing, right? He went underneath the or. He didn't sever the or. The or is still complete. He went under the or and did a regular, normal shechit. That's kosher. Freiti Mark. This is the halacha of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. My kamash lo tanina. We have this in a Mishnah. We have this in a Mishnah later on. Mishnah daf lamed beis. We're going to learn another 2 days. State in the Mishnah. Oy shehechlid es asakin tachas hasheini upsakai. What happens if a person went and put the sakin tachas hasheini? In other words, he mixed it in between the simanim over there. Upsakai, and he caught it. A chalot case. Everybody agrees that it's no good, that it's possible. So machloik is whether it's an avela or a treifa. Reb Sheva v'im an avela, Reb Kiva v'im a treifa. So the choyra, isn't Reb Yehuda Amar Rav just repeating that halacha about chalod, about putting the sakin in the middle over there? What's the? So to ima sees and having minahani milim amata lemala to leka avid kederach shechita. Ah, in other words, maybe the problem with chalod is you go and put your sakin, for instance, underneath both simanim, and then you cut in an upwards form, milmata lemala, and you don't even see what you're doing because it's all a cover-up by the flesh and the fats where you've inserted the sakin. So you're kind of shechting in the dark, and you're shechting an upwards motion. That's maybe why it's possible. That's the term, and that's the psul of chalot. Amlamala lemata. But the case of Rav, like Rashi described it, the first one he burrowed in, and he dug in, he shechted the bottom simen, milmala lemata, and then he took out the sakin, and then he shechted the upper simen again, milmala lemata. I might have thought that that's kosher. Kamash malon, no, it's possible. So therefore, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav has added an extra case that I would not have learned from the Mishnah, that he shechted it, milmala lemata, kiderach shechita, but since some of it was concealed by putting in the sakin initially, shechting the bottom one without being able to see it, it's possible nevertheless. That's hope I have a wonderful day. I'm going to be away for a few days, so Mitzvah, I'll see you back on Tuesday, Mitzvah, hopefully. Talk to you more. Tachas or. And Nachman Yosef will be a Mitzvah tomorrow and Sunday. Zagibench. Have a wonderful day. Tachas or, if you went and inserted it, Tachas or, Ksheir. However, Beirav Amri Tachas or Eini Yodea. See, even though we said before that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that it's kosher, in the Bismedish of Rav, by the case of Tachas or, they said, I'm not really sure. what's the problem of the R? Because by inserting in the R and you are shechting downwards, again, you don't have the visibility. You're not able to go and see the shechita. So maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's not. According to the way Rav Yudah Merav said, R, Yo, R, Nish, it doesn't make any difference. R is not part of the shechita, so if you inserted it into the R and then you shech downward, you're okay. Beit Rav said, I'm not so sure, because after all, you can't really see what's going on. So Mefshiyo, Mefshinish, I'm not paskening any idea. See, Boilu, Lebeit Rav, Diyami, Tachas, or any idea. What about Tachas Matlis Mal? Tachas Semer Mesubach Mal? What happens if you're not talking about a case of R, but you're talking about that around the neck of the animal it had a matlis? A matlis is a shmata. Or today we would say it had a scarf. Right, it was a cold day, so they put a scarf around the neck. Now you would think that they have enough brains to go and remove the scarf before they shecht, but they didn't. And what did the shoykha do? He said, you don't have to take it off. Leave it there. No problem. It's going to get wet, it's going to get bloody, but you can leave it. And he inserts the knife, not tachas or, but tachas matlis. Or, what happens if it's tzemer mesubach? Tzemer mesubach would mean, for instance, on a lamb, that there's a lot of growth of wool over there, and he tries to go and put the sack underneath that tzemer mesubach. What would the bihalacha over there? Would it also be that Beit Rav says any day, I'm not sure? Or maybe you would say in such a case it's kosher. What's the difference between one case and the other, explains Rashi? Because R is fart part of the goof of the animal. And so therefore if I go and put it under the R and I start going and shechting, maybe that's a chaloda situation where you're shechting where the knife is inside instead of from the outside. But maybe matlis, which is really just an exterior covering, it's not part of the animal itself, efshed is a gunish, or maybe yeah, maybe nish. So let's see more shayla. If you look quickly at the Rashi, tachas matlis, about 12 lines from the top of the amid, tachas matlis hakrucha losviv sevar, it has such a shmata around the neck. Mel do ornami lav bechlash chutahu. Just like the or is not part of the shechita, umesavkinin lein, we have a suffix mishum chalada. Hachanami loishna, maybe the same thing. Oy dil mahay guf avay lav guf. After all, this is part of the guf of the animal. This is not. See more blibes teiko tishbi atars. One final shayla boy da papa hechlid be miut simanim mal. What happens if we did a chalada by miut simanim? Now this shayla for a papa is almost a hair raising shayla. What's the shayla he's asking? The person already shechted roiv simonim bekashrus behechsher, and he, if he wanted to, he could put his knife away and say, "I'm done. I'm finished." Right. But what did he do after he finished shechting bekashrus the roiv? Then he continued on bechalada. He took the knife and now he bowed it under to go and sever the rest of the two from underneath instead of from on top. So that's the miut simonim. He already finished the first 51%. And now he's shechting the other 49%.
It should be good.
Right, because he's just cutting meat.
Exactly.
He's cutting a geschachten animal.
So that's why I'm saying it's a pella, the Gemara Shaila. Right. Let's look at the Rashi. Hechle b'miyat simonim, zok to Rashi, almost halfway down. Hechle b'miyat simonim, la'acher sheshochet ruboy behechsher. Mi'amrinin ho ishtachet shaper. If somebody, we're done, I'm finished, go home. Since he's continuing, it's like a inyan of kolamoyis of gereya. By continuing on, he's now making it worse for himself. Kula chodesh chita v'izbo chalada u'b'miyot kama p'shah. Period. U'b'miyot kama p'shita l'mevelav. If it would be a miyot kama, in other words, if the chalada was at the beginning instead of at the end, then that's certainly part of the shchita. Then of course it would be possible. But the Gemara of Shaila is he already finished 51%. It's already kosher. He could have stopped, but he didn't stop. He kept on going. Since he kept on going, do I say that that's all one ma'aser shchita involving a chalada, and chalada is one of the five psulim, or do I say he's already finished? Mal teiko tishbi taritz dad shayla.
And the Chumra, Rashi says.
The Chumra, exactly. All of, because all the fake is there, I said.
If I'm not mistaken, I've learned this previously. Someone said, I think of Lubavitch, that they take and they shave the tzemer, of a sheep, right, to avoid this,
this
problem.
In Echanami, that's a good thing to do.
According to Rashi, what's happening, once it's kosher shkita, it's kosher shkita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one mice.
It's all one mice. If he had stopped, it would be great. But since he's continuing on, that's where the problem
lies. He elevated the rest of the miut of his action into being part of the maaser shechita by not stopping.
Exactly. It was a non-stop. Rashi said he could cut the shechita.
Once you cut,
it's kosher.
All the entire, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Once it's geshachted, otherwise you can't pass it.
You can, but this is the exception.
And that's the Boyer Pop.
Right, this is
even the exception. Even though had he stopped after 51%, and he said, I'm finished. He goes home. It would be kosher, but the fact that now he started playing around and doing chalada, says our papa, maybe now passed what was, would have been a kosher shechita.
Like, let's say he did a shechita, and for the reason he did chalada, right, that would
passed. If you remember, we said yesterday anymore that the vreden is really not part of the shechita, it's for purpose of the blood. So as long as he did a take it from miyad, like a toich they did, but he wanted to pierce them, he didn't have to pierce them with the socket. He could just put in a pricket with a needle and a coat. And the blood comes out. That's already sufficient. You don't need more than that.
So
chalada is only prior to the.
If it's prior to the shechting of the roi, then kuli alamoida, then would certainly be possible.
Right.
The question is, if he did it post 51%, is that possible?
What about post 100%?
Post 100%, there's nothing to talk about because there's no chalada anymore. The chalada means that you put it underneath the simanim to shecht. They're already geshecht, and it's already nothing more to do.
So we have shechita el basof, and here we have shechita even after the sof, because you already did 51%. So you have a third side of the
Zog the Mishnah Vayta. A lot of this Mishnah is going to be familiar to us because a lot of it we quoted over the last day or two, including today and yesterday. Zog the Mishnah. Ha shoichet beiz roshim ki echad. Remember, the Gemara said yesterday, we're talking about kodshim, or l'chadchili, you're not supposed to go and shecht two animals at the same time. And the reason is, says the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, sizbechu, or sizbechuhu. And the Gemara says, since the sizbechu is said without a vav, as opposed to Uri's name, which has a vav, because Uri is male, but sizbechu is chaser, and that's why we learned this, tizbecheyu, and tizbech oisai, and therefore, one sakin, one shoichet, one animal, and not two. Like we had yesterday morning. But that was all lechatchil. If a person shechted two korbanos oila to korbanos shlamim all at the same time, and he did a good shechita, it's kosher. Shnayim ochsim besakin b'shoichtin. What happens if two people are holding on to a sakin? Are we talking about a case of two sakinim, each one sakin lamala, one lamata? Or are we talking about two holding on to one sakin? That's what we discussed on the Amud Aleph, and that's what we discussed briefly here on the Amud Beis, that the two ways of learning possible pshat in the Mishnah. Shnayim ochsim besakin v'shochtin. If you're going to learn that, we're talking about two separate sakinim, and afilu echa lamal v'echa lamatish chitosek sheira, then we'd have a raya to Rav that you don't need shechita mefuras, because you have two separate cuts, and it's still kosher. Said Shmuel, no, we're talking about two people shechting with one knife. Then how could it be one lamala, one lamata? That's what Rashi said. It was balachsoin. It was at a slant, at an angle. Very good, Uri. Uri with the vav. Gibaldik. Continue on the Mishnah. Hitas es harosh v'basachas. Hitas harosh means he didn't do a slicing, but rather he did a chopping. He took like one of these, you know, wedge hammer, not a hammer, but I guess one of these axes.
A cleaver.
Oh! Mit a cleaver and he gave a zet. It's possible because of the din of hadrasa of being doyus. Hoye shoychet. Shoychet says Rashi means hoye moishich. That means he was taka slicing. The heat is a rosh v'basachas. He did such a good job. And the blade was such, so it was razor sharp. When he did just one hataza, the whole head came off with one slicing. Is that kosher or not? And as we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment, normally when you slice, you do what's called which means you go twice. You go in one direction, and then you pull it back, because that's what a slice is all about, right? You slice in one direction, then you slice it back. You do it not normally with one slice, cut the whole thing at one time. Here, he cut the whole thing at one time. How could that be? If it was a very long sakin, it's not a problem. Because the long sakin, if it was a double sakin, when I say double in the sense, double the width of the Beis HaTzavar, so it's like Halacha Vava. I went already one, and instead of now going in reverse and going the other direction, I just continued on, again, the same amount, because I had a double length of the sakin. So you shoichet v'hitzis aroish b'basachas, and yesh b'sakin maloi tzavar k'sheir. And Rashi points out, and the Gemara will say tomorrow, that when we say maloi tzavar, it means maloi tzavar chutz l'tzavar, meaning it had a double the length of this sakin, was double the width of the base hashchita, not single. When it says maloi tzavar, it doesn't mean one. Maloi tzavar, that wouldn't be enough. If it's a double maloi tzavar, then you're okay, because then that accomplishes both a halacha v'havah. So even though he only did it with basachas, meaning one slicing, it's kosher. like the beginning of our Mishnah, they shechted two animals at the same time. Again, the same halach applies. Here we have a stickle kula, if you will. You have to add on to the two base at tzavars, only one additional base at tzavar. You don't have to have four base at tzavars for two animals. It's enough to have three. As long as you have three, that's enough to go and shecht both animals at one time. It's kosher. More mitzvah will be masbir tomorrow. The medvah murim, like we just explained, is man shehoidach v'lehev. The whole problem over here is because he only did it in one direction. That's why you have to make sure that the sakin is nice and long to continue slicing. And man shehoidach v'lehev, he didn't do it back. If he taka did it back and forth, I feel a cold shoe. Then you can even have a very, very small messer, as small as a filibi izamel. Izamel, explains Rashi, means a ta'ar dak, like a razor. We all know razor is very, very small, fits into between two fingers. If you took that izamel and it was razor sharp, there were no pigimois. There is no minimum shear on the size of the sakin, as long as you just kept on slicing back and forth. For any zemo to go and slice it, you probably have to do it at least 10 or 20 times back and forth to get it through the entire base itself. So that's what you got to do. You just got to keep on slicing back and forth. But a filibi zemo is kosher, not a problem. Okay, anyway, so we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, the important thing is that you have to go and shecht it so that it should be because of the slicing, and not because of hadrosa, because of pounding down on it. Now, Parshit, it's one of the five halachas l'moshe misinai. But nevertheless, the Gemara tries to find the makar in the pasuk as well. That's the pasuk we brought already on the Amud Aleph. From that pasuk, we learned that the Amud Aleph that has to be according to Shmuel and according to Reish Lakish mifuras. The same Shmuel says that I learned from that chet shochet that it's got to be mimeshicha. Mimeshicha means a slicing action and not a pounding action. Not with a cleaver, but with a very, very sharp knife back and forth. So under Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need the pasuk chet shochet l'shoinim. It says the pasuk mishochet, ein b'shochet elu mashach. The definition, if you look it up in the dictionary, the word shochet means umashach. Mashach means to slice back and forth. V'chein women have a pasuk zohav shochet. Zohav shochet means also that it was sliced. The oimer chet shochet l'shoinim mirma diber. What if I have to have another pasuk chet shochet? I have the pasuk of zohav shochet. Says Rav Chita, zohav shochet shenitver kechuto. What does that mean? Says Rashi, maybe I should read the word zohav shochet as if it's zohav shechut. Shechut means that I took the zohav and I made it and spun it into threads of gold. You remember Rashi brings in the Chumash, that's how they made the various clay, the big day kahuna, that they put together a number of different strands and made out of that aganza beged. One of the strands was always zohav. Zohav shechut, that you made a chut of zohav, a nice strand. And so therefore it has nothing to do with shochut. That's why you have to have another pasuk to go and tell you shochut, that it's got to be taka very, very sharp, just like a chetz, just like an arrow. And the story that Barry was telling us before is now the story that we're going to learn at the end of the Gemara. Rav Avabadik Legira, Rabbi Yoina Bar Tachlifa. Rabbi Yoina Bar Tachlifa apparently was an expert archer, and he had gira. Gira means arrows. So Rava would go be boiting that arrow in advance to make sure that it didn't have any pigimus, that it didn't have any edges, it wasn't serrated. It was nice and smooth, just like a chalif. And guess what? He checked it. V'shochad bo oifa, Rabbi Yoina bar Tachlifa was able to go and shoot that arrow and shecht an oif behadet the parach as it was flying. Can you imagine? He shechted an oif on a fly. That's what a master archer he was. Pray tomorrow, 1 second, with the Ma'abit Chaloda. Maybe instead of this arrow, I'm sorry?
Maybe it went from underneath and then it's
Exactly. Instead of going and shechting from the outside like a sakin, maybe it went and pierced the base atzavar of this oif, and therefore we have a problem of Chaloda. Because after all, when you go and shoot an arrow, it's like shooting a bullet, so then it can go and pierce the base atzavar, and that's how it cut through the simanim, not from the outside, but from the inside. Eftimur chazinan gidfi demiframi. It's talking about that after the shechita was over, and we see the the duck or the goose or the chicken or whatever falling to the ground. I guess chickens don't really fly. Whatever the fowl was that fell down to the ground. And says Rashi, we saw noitza shesoviv hatzavor, demiframi, krusois. Oh, we taka saw the noitza is referring to the feathers that are normally outside the tzavor. Those were cut, says Rashi. If you were talking about a chalada situation, what would have happened is you would find that the chetz would have gone through the mokoim of the beis hatzaver and come out the other side, and the outside feathers, the outside oir, would have remained intact. It would be untouched. By the fact that we see that the noitza was crucified is a similar itaka did it from the outside. Says Yimar, okay, I'm not worried about the shechita. The shechita obviously was kosher. But I got another problem. Every time you have a shechita of either a chai or a oif, the shafach as damai, the chiso ba'ofar, you have a problem of kisei adam, v'boy kisoi. Chitaim and the machsulei, not a problem. We're going to go and find where the drops fell down from the sky.
Right.
Wherever it fell down on the ground, we'll see those red dots. And then guess what? We'll go and cover it immediately with off. What's the problem? Oh, in other words, you have to make it like a sandwich that you have both underneath. You have offer, and you have to have offer on top. So you can tell, okay, so he shechted over an open field, and the ground is offer lamata. No, no, no. Rashi says it's got to be offer tichoyach. Offer tichoyach means that it was offer that is nice and pourable, that is nice and thin.
Loose.
Oh, that's the right word. Loose earth. What would I do with that, Yuri? Loose earth. And just like you have loose earth on top that you're using to cover up from the top part of the sandwich, so then you have to have loose earth underneath. So how are you going to have that? So then with the Muslim, let me offer the Kula Paska. He wanted to go and show this halacha. He went into a valley and he spread out over the entire valley. Either he spread out loose earth over the entire valley, or he plowed up the entire valley from one end to the other, so the entire valley was nice.
Roy for Kisei Adam.
And then he went and shot the arch, the arrow, and then the blood fell down on top of this offer tichoyach on this loose earth, and then he covered over with another layer of earth. And with that, he was mekayim the Kisei Adam. It was mekayim a good shechita.
Okay, but Kisei Adam is not, doesn't possibly
shechita, right? Right, it's just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh that he just fulfilled.
Totally unrelated. What the Gemara is trying to say is, would Rava have sanctioned Rabbi Yonah ben Tachlif? Yeah, you can go and check. That way everything is fine. He should have told him, Rabbi, you're going to be mevatel in the midst of Kisei Adam. Why did he tell him that? Because he took care of every precaution. He made sure the Kisei Adam was taken care of as well. Yeah, have a wonderful day, Rabbi.